I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Saturday is one of the days that thousands of West Virginians have circled on their calendar. No, not because of Bridge Day, not because of a Marshall or WVU game, but in a moment I'll tell you about an even bigger event with far more participants.
Someone once compared sporting clays to playing golf with a shotgun. When was the last time golf was this exciting? Every station offers a different challenge, but they all have one thing in common. The action is fast, and you have to earn every broken target. Not what you expected? Then give shooting a try.
To learn how to get started, visit wheretoshoot.org.
The 2005 West Virginia bow season will open Saturday statewide.
Saturday is the opening day of archery season, and over the next several weeks, we'll have more than 150,000 people heading out to the woods to enjoy some of the best bow hunting we have in the eastern United States.
That is Scott Warner with the West Virginia DNR, who himself is an avid bow hunter. And he tells us over time, although this is still called a primitive hunting season, it is a season that is involved in one of the state's most popular activities.
Technological advances over the last decade or so now allows anyone the ability to actually bow hunt. I mean, there's youth bows that are out there. There are bows that will fit smaller framed individuals. Women are now getting involved in this sport. Men have always had an interest in this. And because of that, because of these advances in technology, they're now catering to a different group or segment of the population. And because of that, we're actually seeing more and more people enjoy bow hunting. And we're seeing a growth in the bow hunting. Which, you know, a lot of the other states are seeing a decrease or a decline in hunting populations. We're actually seeing the reverse of that. We're continuing to see bow hunting as a strong tradition here in West Virginia.
As for the outlook for 2005?
I think it's going to be good. There's a couple different reasons why. Mass conditions are really good this year, which makes the deer behavior more consistent than we've had in the past. Our numbers are doing really good this year. I don't think we may not have a record harvest, but we're going to be in that ballpark somewhere. Also, last year during the 2004 season, we saw a slight decline in the buck harvest, which I'm hoping that carries over to some older age class bucks out there running around. And if you're a serious bow hunter and you really enjoy hunting during the rut, this is going to be the year to do it.
One final note, you need to act quickly so you won't miss out on any of the enjoyment of the full season.
We allow bow hunters to take up to 3 deer during the archery season, but they need to make sure that they abide the additional archery stance, which is the RB stamp, by Friday evening. Saturday morning, you're out of luck, and we get a lot of people who will call us saying, oh, man, I wish I would have done that. You know, if you don't buy the stamps before season, you're only going to be limited just to 1 deer.
Hope we see you in a tree stand this weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.